My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
The only good things are going to happen here today.
This is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Brancy, and welcome to the very first This Is Us review here on Variety Radio Online. Last week, we had a little hiatus because of the debate, I believe is what it was. So we are starting fresh this week with the third episode of the first season, titled Kyle. This episode was very interesting, and it actually kind of flipped the format for us a little bit. If you've been watching This Is Us, then you know they like to hit us with those insane plot twists that just destroy your soul. In the first episode, we find out that Jack and Rebecca, the married couple expecting triplets, actually lose one of the babies during childbirth. So that leaves them with only two children. On the same exact day, interestingly enough, a baby is left on the doorstep of a fire station, and that baby is brought to the same hospital. So Jack takes it upon himself to adopt this new baby and join his family as the third child. Interestingly enough, at the end of the first episode, we discover that we thought that all of these characters were unrelated, but in fact, Jack and Rebecca are the parents in the past, while Randall, Kevin, and Kate are all in the present day, and they are their three children. Yes, that big plot twist was literally just the first of many. In the second episode, we discover at the very end of the episode that Rebecca in present day is actually married to Miguel now, which was her husband Jack's very close friend and associate. My guess, and let me preface this by saying that this is just my guess, it is my assumption that Jack passes away at some point in the timeline and Rebecca remarries, because I don't think at this point in time that it is likely that they got a divorce and that she seems to be on such good terms with her children. And they even show that she is still wearing the moon necklace that Jack gives her in the episode in a flashback. So that is just my personal guess. We will have to wait and see what goes on in the season, because honestly, I am not staking much claim in any of my guesses right now, because they are definitely establishing a reputation for throwing insane plot twists at us that just tug on our heartstrings. And that is still true in episode 3. Interestingly enough, we get the plot twist early on in the episode, and that is that Rebecca actually knew Randall's real father and sought him out. Now, as far as I can tell, Jack has no idea that Rebecca met up with Randall's biological father, but then again, like I said, who knows what to expect on the show. But in the flashback, we do see that Rebecca is struggling to accept Randall as her own because she has had 9 months to adapt to Kevin and Kate by spending time with them, of course, while they were in the womb. So she is having a bit of trouble adapting to Randall, and Randall is having a bit of trouble adapting to her. Now, where we get the name of the episode, Kyle, is actually what she originally planned to name their third child. And of course, she gives the name to Randall. But as we see in flashbacks, Randall and Rebecca are actually not adapting well to each other. So Rebecca seeks out the biological father, and he goes by Shakespeare in the past. So she goes on this journey to find him, and when she does, they have a talk, and it's a very interesting one because you can see the power dynamic struggle going on between the two, and he asks to see Randall, and she basically tells him, you know, that's not going to happen. I'm his mother now, which, do I understand? Yes, but I feel as if she went about it in a strange way. So I'm not sure how I feel about it, quite honestly. I was totally convinced that I loved Rebecca until this episode, but now I'm starting to question everything that she's about, just seeing her interactions with William. So William actually tells her the story of how he met the mother of Randall, like the biological mother, and it's about how he would read her poetry. So he gives her the book that he would read poetry to her from, and that is how Rebecca gets the name Randall, because the poet's name was Randall. So that is the story of how Kyle became Randall. Switching gears a little bit, present day Randall is interacting with his mom, who has stepped in for a visit, and his mom actually confronts William and says, you know, we had a deal, he promised me it wouldn't happen, and, you know, I'm just not sure how I feel about it yet. But Randall himself is taking William to the doctor, and, you know, I didn't trust William at first. And I don't say I trust anyone on the show quite yet, because I'm just not trusting in general. But I don't know, his motivations seem to be good at this point in time. But it does not look like William has a lot of time left, quite honestly. I'm a little afraid for how Randall is going to react to everything. But we will have to just keep watching to see. Switching over to the West Coast, let's talk a little bit about Kate and her codependency with Kevin. We even see a little bit of it in the flashbacks. Jack mentions to the doctor that, you know, is it a little unusual that those two won't separate themselves? And it seems that even in present day, Kate and Kevin are very codependent. Kevin continues to call her, and Kate has a very heavy reliance on her brother. I feel like she is validated by her brother needing her. So it's interesting. Kevin is wanting to move forward with his move to New York to switch to stage acting. Very interesting for him. And, you know, Toby, wanting Kate to realize that she is her own person, decides to take her on this little trip and make the day about her. And they share a really sweet moment at the nursing home where Kate gets to sing and shine a little bit on her own instead of being Kevin's sister for once. So it's very nice. And Kevin kind of has that realization that, you know, we have to be separate and find ourselves for a little while. And it's not that they don't love each other, because of course they do. They're brother and sister. They are twins, so, you know, they're always going to have that bond. But he realizes that this is something that he needs to do for himself, and he needs to give his sister time to figure out what she wants in life also. It's very interesting character development for so early in the show. I mean, this is literally the third episode, so we've got a ton of character development going on this early. I mean, I can only imagine what's going to happen in the future. So Kate and Toby have a great time in the episode, as you see. He even celebrates quite a bit. But it's very interesting. I am excited to see how they do on their own for a little bit. And Kevin actually does just bite the bullet and make the move to New York. So he's going to have his adventure coming up. Next week's episode looks very interesting. I'm excited to see the other siblings interact, because we haven't seen Randall physically interact with his siblings yet. We've only seen them talk on the phone, so I think that will be interesting. I am also very interested to see more flashbacks of when the babies grew up, because we need that information. Still waiting to get that confirmation about Miguel. I would like to see a little bit more of Jack. I want to figure out what happened there, because we don't have an answer right now. All we have is speculation. So thank you guys for listening to this review. I apologize for how late it was. This has been a very busy week, but I am going to try to get these out much quicker in the future. So we will be picking up with the fourth episode next week. If you have anything you would like to say about the episodes, make sure you leave comments for us or let us know on social media what you think of the episodes. If you would like to hear more of us, you can go to thevro.com, where you can find plenty of podcasts like these, as well as interviews, blog posts. You can find convention information, some coverage from events, and all kinds of stuff on thevro.com. If you want to find us on social media, you can visit us at Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr, and you can also follow us at the VRO on Twitter. Thank you guys for joining me in this Is Us review, and I will see you guys next week. Goodbye.